or music or music.
Understand how radio works.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Looks like a radio station. Hey, wait a minute. The request lines are now open, KGFJ Soul Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
All I'm saying is that there are some things beyond the ken of mortal man that shouldn't be tampered with. Plenty going on right now in the Twilight Zone that we don't know anything about, and I think we ought to stay clear.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this scheduled transmission to bring you an announcement of national importance from the White House in Washington, D.C.
You're listening to WDCF, Dade City, WZHR, in Zephyr Hills, USA.
Live from the WDCF studios in Dade City, it's That 70s Radio Show with your hosts, Zach Thomas and Mike Sinelli. Also featuring special correspondent Dan Steele with his Forward Into the Past segment. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, here are your hosts, Zach Thomas and Mike Sinelli.
Good evening and welcome to That 70s Radio Show on WDCF AM 1350. I'm Zach Thomas.
Mike Sinelli here.
How you doing today, Mike?
Good. How's it going, Zach?
Good. We're down one tonight. Dan Steele is enjoying the holidays with his family up north in the cold, cold weather.
Yeah, we're going to do things a little different tonight. We don't have Dan, therefore we don't have Forward to the Past, but we're still going to keep the music going. And we have a very, very special request for the Big Bear and Lizard. They call in every week wanting to hear a certain band that isn't quite around in 1973 anymore, but just to shut them up, we're going to play it a little bit later. Give us about 20 minutes, guys.
Steve Senior's out there washing the windows. I guess that's his second job.
Hey, when you're done that, my truck's out back. It needs to be washed also.
Hey, I got $5 that if you do my wash my car, too.
All right, back to the business, Zach.
All right.
So what happened in 1973? What do we need to know?
News highlights. An agreement is signed in Paris to stop the fighting of Vietnam, and the first plane load of POWs returns home from the war. Four top aides to President Nixon quit over the Watergate affair. The Pulitzer Prize is awarded to the Washington Post for its investigation of the Watergate scandal. After more than 300 years of British rule, the Bahamas become independent. And Vice President Spiro Agnew resigns under... I spelled it wrong. I mean, I said it wrong. And Vice President Spiro Agnew resigns under scrutiny by the FBI charges of taking kickbacks from government contractors.
Contractors. 1973 was a milestone in entertainment when the year-long dream of Colonel Tom Parker became reality. Elvis Presley's Aloha Satellite Show. The benefit concert was telecast from Honolulu and beamed by Globecom satellite to a worldwide audience of over 1.5 billion people. It was the most expensive entertainment special ever staged, costing $2.5 million. Despite the loss of Duane Allman and bassist Barry Oakley in separate motorcycle accidents, the Allman Brothers decided to continue on and release the album Brothers and Sisters. It turned out to be a good decision. The album takes only 3 weeks to reach number one and contains the chart-topping single Rambling Man. But success came too fast and too strong, and after five gold albums, the band broke up in 1976. So let's get the show started. That 70s Radio Show with the Allman Brothers Band.
And I was born.
used to say, live and let live. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say, live and let die.
Take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. City's the place where they said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, Joel, take a walk on the wild side. Mm-hmm. Upon ferry came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was Jim Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that fast. She said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doo 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 doo.
WDCF AM 1350, WZHR AM 1400. That was Lou Reed taking a walk on the wild side. Before that, Paul McCartney with Live and Let Die. Don't forget to keep those emails coming at that70sradioshow@yahoo.com. Bring us your requests, bring us your questions, comments, and anybody you'd like to sponsor the show. I'm looking for sponsors. Don't forget to email us. Zach, we got any birthdays today? I think my favorite DJ was born on this date. Back in the day.
Oh, you're talking about Venus Flytrap from
From
WKRP in Cincinnati.
That's him.
He also goes by the name of Tim Reed. He's 59. And Robert Urich is 57. And Baseball Hall of Famer Al Kaline is 69.
I think he's before our time.
Yeah, well, hopefully we said his name right, last name. If anybody knows the proper enunciation of his last name.
Maybe it is alkaline. Maybe they made the battery after him. Maybe he was just that fast, and they had to name a battery after him. He kept going and going. Oh, no, that's the bunny.
That's Easter. That's not the Easter
not
bunny.
The Easter bunny.
I do that all the time. I get
alkaline,
mixed up.
Alkaline. Anyway, he is 69 years old. Hope he's not listening.
If he is, we apologize if we butchered your name. Call us here and tell us the proper way to say it. 352-567-1350.
Alright, we're going to do a real quick commercial break. After that, we have Jim Croce coming up. We have some Pink Floyd, Alice Cooper, and that special request for Big Bear and Lizard. You guys hang on, it's coming up next.
Your old friend has a new name. Come on and help us celebrate. Yes, your old friend has a new name and a great new gift for you.
Your old friend, the Esso Tiger, is changing his name to Exxon, and that calls for a special celebration.
Yes, your old friend has a new name, Exxon, and a great new gift for you.
Morning trouble, you see. And at the edge of the bar sat a girl named Adora's, and ooh, that girl looked nice. Well, he cast his eyes upon her, and the trouble soon began. Took to fighting, and when they pulled down from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
And it's bad, bad, Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong, meaner than the junkyard dog.
And it's bad, 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 Leroy Brown.
WDCF AM 1350, you're listening to That 70s Radio Show, and that was Jim Croce with Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. We got a phone call from Keith. He clarified the person's last name. His name is, hell, I don't even know what it is.
K-Line, was it? Al K-Line? Okay, so that clears it up. He was not, they did not name the battery after him. It is not Alkaline. I guess he wasn't that quick. All right, I told you at the beginning of the show we're going to do things a little different tonight, and here it is. This is for the Big Bear and the Lizard. They call us every week. They bug us to hear this band, and we keep telling them this band broke up in 1971, therefore they don't have a song in 1973.
But since we like you guys, you know, you warmed up the audience for us, the least we could do for you.
And let me just give my best Big Bear impersonation, because we didn't get this phone call on tape. But just to let you guys know, here's how it went. Hey, dude, can you play some Beatles, man? How was that?
That's a good impression.
Sound kind of like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, anyway.
You love radio, you always go become an impressionist.
Maybe not.
No?
Anyway, just so you guys will stop bugging us, here it is.
No, we like to be bugged. Please, bug us more. But no more Beatles. Something within
the
year.
The Beatles will not be around in the rest of the 70s. They're history. So anyway, here you go, guys. I hope you're listening. We know you're on the way to the Dallas Bull, and everybody else out there, after that 70s radio show, head on out to the Dallas Bull to meet the guys and Hot Rhonda.
Maybe I'll wind up out there, too, tonight. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe we'll all show up out there. But here it is for you guys. This is from the Beatles, not from 1973, but here it is. Good Day, Sunshine.
I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
We take a walk. The sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Then we lie beneath the shady tree. She knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine.
Good day, sunshine. 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 Good
Welcome back to That 70s Radio Show. There you go, guys, for the Big Bear and Lizard, the Beatles. That did not come out in 1973 once again, but some good music did come out in 73. Zach, how about some albums that came out that year?
We got Bruce Springsteen, The Wild, The Innocent, and the E Street Shuffle. Chicago came out with Chicago 6. Desperado by the Eagles. And Led Zeppelin, which you're going to be hearing a lot of from now on in, Houses of the Holy. And Elton John, he only did not one album, but he did two.
Busy guy in 73, huh?
First one was Don't Shoot Me, instead of Don't Shout Me. I'm Only the Piano Player, and Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
And Pink Floyd releases their ninth album, Dark Side of the Moon, which contained, and we couldn't believe this as we were doing our research, the number 92 song of the year.
I hear it all the time.
And you think it would at least, you know, be in the top 50 at least.
Well, let me tell you a story. When I was in North Carolina, this is no lie, I listened to a radio show, and they said, when you hear Money, be the 10th caller or something like that. I actually called, and I won $1,000. It was WRDU in Raleigh. I'll never forget it.
Wow, good story. Don't give our listeners any ideas, though. We do not have $1,000 to give you. Do not call in.
We want $1,000. If you have $1,000 to give us, we'd be more than happy to take it. This way we could bring you some more good music.
Anyway, from that album, Dark Side of the Moon, here is the number 92 song of 1973, Pink Floyd's Money.
I certainly was in the right. else to hide.
You're listening to That 70s Radio Show on WDCF AM 1350, WZHR AM 1400. That was Alice Cooper and No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Mike, man, we've been doing this for 4 weeks now, and yeah. you can't remember where you're at.
I don't know where I'm at tonight. Before that was Deep Purple with the number 50 song, Smoke on the Water, number 50 from 1973.
It's one of those nights, man.
One of those nights. All right, let's see if we can get this right. Let's do some music news from 1973.
All right, music news from 1973. NBC airs a new late-night Friday night concert series called Midnight Special.
In March, Pink Floyd releases Dark Side of the Moon, which remained on the Billboard album charts for 741 weeks. That's 15 and a half years.
That's a long time, man. That's some good music, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's why it lasted so long.
Southern rock is getting bigger and better than ever, thanks to bands like the Allman Brothers, ZZ Top, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and the Marshall Tucker Band.
In August, Stevie Wonder, while touring the South, is involved in a serious automobile accident, which nearly claims his life.
That's a car, man. That's a car. Automobile, car. 30 years old. 30 year old, yeah. 30. See what you're doing to me over here? You're making me all flustered. 30-year-old record executive David Geffen launches at Asylum Records.
And on October 11th, Elvis and Priscilla Presley's divorce becomes final.
Aw.
Too bad for Elvis.
Yeah, too bad for him. But had he been listening to, like, say, Barry White, maybe him and Priscilla would be still together.
Had he played Barry White for Priscilla?
Yeah, well, that would be kind of consorting with the enemy, you would think, huh? he was a love song singer.
Why don't we do something? Why don't we play for the couples that are still together from the 70s and still going strong, unlike, well,
Elvis,
even if they didn't get divorced, they probably still wouldn't be together.
You know what I also want to do? My wife likes Barry White, so this is my wife, Beth.
All right, for Miss Zach Thomas, Barry White.
I'm gonna love you just a little more, baby.
I'm so in love with you, for me, that's the way I'm called.
Welcome back to That 70s Radio Show. That was Barry White for Miss Zach Thomas. I'm going to love you just a little more, baby. Not from me, but from Zach over there.
Yeah, right?
Come on now. That out. He's throwing stuff at me now, folks.
Watch out, here comes the computer.
All right, in the world of sports, 1973, what happened? Let's see. The Miami Dolphins reached their third consecutive Super Bowl, and they win their second straight after beating the Minnesota Vikings 24-7 in Super Bowl VIII.
The Orlando, now this is not, come on, take two.
Orlando doesn't have a baseball team.
They don't. Well, okay.
Especially.
The Oakland A's also win their second straight championship by beating the New York Mets in a seven-game series.
It's redemption time in the NBA. After losing the finals to the Lakers the previous year, the New York Knicks this time around beat the Lakers in five games to become the NBA champions.
And in the NHL, the Montreal Canadiens beat the Chicago Blackhawks 4-2 to win the Stanley Cup. And I got to say one more thing.
Shoot.
One fine man has one statement to always say, know your copy.
That would be the infamous
Dan Steele.
Dan Steele, if he were here, he'd be
throwing stuff at us.
He'd be throwing stuff at us. I'd have it coming from both directions. Okay, so since we're sucking it up tonight, let's just play some more music. This is what we got next. The better half of Sonny and Cher, the better looking half,
it's
better
Cher.
Sounding half.
And she even looks fine still today. Today.
Today she looks good. Okay, so this is Cher and Half Breed.
WDCF AM 1350, WZHR AM 1400. You're listening to That 70s Radio Show. I'm Zach Thomas, and that was Cher with Half Breed. Coming up after this short, very short break, we got Led Zeppelin with Over the Hills and Far Away. Stay right where you're at. We'll be back.
In many respects, it's the best that can be found at any price.
Those are pretty strong words. But they are the very words used by Road Test magazine when they named Ford the 1973 car of the year. Road Test liked Ford's LTD and Galaxy 500, and so will you. If you haven't seen the 73 Fords, you haven't seen what's new for 73. Ford. The closer you look, the better we look.
WDCF, AM 1350, WZHR, AM 1400. That was Led Zeppelin, Over the Hills and Far Away. Remember to keep those emails coming at that70sradioshow@yahoo.com. Bring us your requests for 1974 through 79, as we'll keep it going each and every Friday night. This is usually the time when we wrap it up, but you know what? 1973 has so much good music.
And we're having so much fun tonight.
Yeah, as long as our boss doesn't shut the power off on us, we're just going to keep going for a little while here. We got a couple more songs we want to play for you, a little more information to give you. And right now is about the time where we usually give our number one song of the year, although this year we're going to change it up a little bit. Zach and I talked it over.
Yeah, I don't really care too much for this song myself, although it was number one.
It's a good song. It just doesn't quite fit our format.
And if anybody's out there that likes this song, we'll mail you the song so you can play it at your own leisure.
We'll give you a copy of it. We'll tell you what it is anyway. The number one song of 1973 is...
Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
We know that's for the back in the Vietnam era for all the soldiers that were overseas. You know, yeah. But...
And like I said, good song, just doesn't quite fit our format. So anyway, so we took the list of songs from 1973, looked it over, and we came up with our own number one song. And, well, we're not going to tell you what it is just yet, because we came up with a song. We got here tonight and got another special request from Hot Rhonda.
From the Big Bear and Lizard Show.
Hot Rhonda just happened to request our number one song. So
Mike, isn't she hot?
She's definitely hot. And the comment about the breast augmentation, she doesn't need it.
No.
Doesn't need it at all. So anyway.
Hope we're not embarrassing her too much. She's probably all red.
And if you'd like to see them, she'll be out at Dallas Bowl tonight also.
Maybe I'll wind up there too. So, and by the way, hey.
We're getting sidetracked.
Yeah, we're getting sidetracked.
So our number one song of the night of 1973, and special request from Hot Rhonda. Here it is, guys. This is, who is this? Grand Funk Railroad, We Are an American Band.
Last night. What year is this?
73. This is Telly Savalas from the next episode of Kojak. 73.
Gentlemen, we have the capability to make the world's first bionic man, Steve Austin. 73.
You come in here with a skull full of mush, and you leave thinking like a lawyer.
1973 at the movies.
The top movies for 1973 are The Poseidon Adventure, is a runaway... Oh, man. Let me start this over again. The Poseidon Adventure is a runaway at the box office. Mike, I'm sorry. It's one of those days.
Want me to take it?
No. I'll finish off where I left off at. The Poseidon Adventure is a runaway winner at the box office, but The Sting wins 7 Oscars, including Best Picture. The other great movies are American Graffiti, The Exorcist, Live and Let Die, and Robert De Niro in The Mean Streets.
Yeah, Poseidon Adventure is one of my favorites. Did you see that movie?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have it on Betamax, actually.
Beta, wow.
I can't find a player to play it, but I have it on Betamax. Yeah.
All right, at TV, primetime TV in 1973, you probably were watching All in the Family, Hawaii Five-0, MASH, and everybody's favorite bald man, Kojak. You remember any other shows?
Yeah, I remember. I remember taking my shower and sitting down and watching The $6 Million Man. Happy Days on Tuesday Nights was my favorite. And Good Times and The Bob Newhart Show.
Good Times. While I'm doing my impersonations, Dynamite!
Mike,
how's that? Stick to my day job?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Work on it, maybe. It needs work.
Needs work. Our show needs work tonight. Anyway, you'll probably be glad to hear we won't be back next week.
We'll give you guys a break.
We're going to give you a break. We're going to actually take a day off for Christmas next week. We're going to spend it with our families.
But we will be back January 2nd.
2 weeks from tonight, we'll be back. And hopefully better.
Well, yeah, hopefully. Hopefully we'll have our stuff in a row and we won't sound like
So anyway,
amateurs.
Yeah, really. Which...
No, we're professionals, man.
We
have the paper on the wall.
So anyway, we're going to take a week off, and we're going to spend it with our families. We hope you and your family have a great Christmas holiday.
And have a good good New Year's.
Yeah, that's right. We won't be back before New Year's. We'll be back the day after New Year's, January 2nd. Yeah, so everybody, please be safe. Drive safe. If you're drinking and driving, don't drink and drive.
You may spill, but no, that's a joke, but don't.
Don't drive, people. Call a cab. Call me. I'll give you a ride home. You can call me at the station, 352-567-1350, or just send me an email at that70sradioshow@yahoo.com. I'll come to your party and pick you up.
Yeah, but don't send us an email or call us from the clink, because we can't bail you out.
No, I will not bail you out. However, I will give you a ride home. So that's going to be that'll about do it for us. We're going to play one more song for you. What we got, Zach?
We got the Rolling Stones. You can't always get what you want.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
On WDCF AM 1350, you're listening to That 70s Radio Show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What you want, you can't always.
always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find. To get my fair share of abuse, singing words gonna vent our frustration. If we don't, we're gonna blow a 50-amp fuse. Sing it to me. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You just might find you get what you need. Oh, baby, yeah. Oh. I went down to the Chelsea drugstore to get your prescription filled. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy. We decided that we would have a soda, my favorite flavor, cherry red. I sung my song to Mr. Jimmy, yeah, and he said one word to me, and that was there. I said to him, you can't always get what you want. You can't always
Can Talk. AM 1340. AM 1350. AM 1400.